新年好
，Happy New Year。
我们还是在过新年嘛，是吧
？We're still in the midst of New Year。
相信很多人在新年都有新的目标、新的期待。
I feel like everybody has a lot of plans and goals in the New Year。
有新的计划。
Some new plans。
但是我们这些在基督里的新造的人，我们新年有一件不可少的事，只有一件。
So as Christians with a new life, we have one thing that's most important.
就是新年要尽新人的责。
And that is to have a new duty for the year.
这是今天我要分享的题目。
And that is the title of the sermon.
很多人说我信耶稣。
A lot of people say I believe in God, Jesus.
甚至信了好多年了。
Even many years.
但是他一直都没有尽自己的责任。
But they still lack doing their duties.
没有尽自己的职分。
Didn't perform their duties.
但愿今天新年开始，我们能够知道每一个基督徒我们要尽的一个职。
So hopefully in this new year we'll understand to perform our new person's duty.
我们先低头祷告。
Let us first pray.
天父感谢你。
Lord Heavenly Father, thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
召集我们来到你的面前来敬拜你，聆听你的话语。
You gear us towards you to listen to your words and talk to you.
求你对我们的心说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
让我们因着你的话语得造就。
So that through your words, we can be rebuilt.
接下来的时间交在你的手中。
Let fall all the timing fall a time following.
你洁净你卑微仆人的口。
May you cleanse your servant's mouth.
你也赐给我们众人有领受的一个可听的耳朵，领受的心。
Give us a listening ear and a learning heart.
我们把荣耀归给你。
Give all the glory to you.
这样祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我有三方面分享这个题目。
So I want to use three points to share this topic.
主动关心神的家。
The first is take initiative to care for God's house.
基督徒要主动关心神的家、神的教会。
So as a Christian, you have to take the initiative to care for God's house.
就是神的家就包括你我他。
God's house including you, me, and them.
神家里教会的事就是你我的事。
And the things in God's house is you and not my works.
你们阿门吗
？Do you amen to that?
今天。我们教会的复不复兴关系到我们每一个人关不关心。
Rather church revive or not, it actually depends on whether you and I care.
刚才这段经文讲到尼希米主动的关心神的家。
So in the passage, it mentioned about Nehemiah initiating caring for God's house.
尼希米是在这个巴比伦的时代被掳到巴比伦的犹太人在那里生的一个的下一代。
So Nehemiah is an Israelite captive's descendant who was brought into Babylon after the parents have been taken captive.
十一节告诉我们他是在王面前做酒政的。
And in verse 11 it says he's a cupbearer for the king.
他是一个官职很高，王非常信任的一个的年轻人。
So he has a high position where the king really trusts him.
可以说他有权有势，前途一片光明。
Basically, he has position status. His future is very bright.
对某些人来说，尼希米可以继续的在苏珊城的王宫做他该做的服侍王就好了。
So to a lot of people, they believe Nehemiah should just continue to be the cupbearer for the king, and he has a great future.
但是他却主动关心神的家。
However, Nehemiah actually took the initiative to care for God's house, God's kingdom.
那里讲到，当时有一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹大来。
So in verse 2 says, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other man.
尼希米主动的说，我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人耶路撒冷的光景。
And it says, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile, and also about Jerusalem.
但是耶路撒冷的光景很糟糕。
So at the time, Jerusalem was in a terrible state.
因为下一节经文告诉我们。
Because in verse 3 says,
他们对我说。
They said to me,
那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大神遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
Those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire.
为什么当时耶路撒冷的光景仍然这么糟糕呢？
How come Jerusalem is still in this terrible state?
其实根据当时的历史记载，那么被掳70年已经有两批人回到耶路撒冷了。
Actually, according to the history, after being captive for 70 years, two sets of a group of Israelites have returned to Jerusalem.
第一批是所罗巴伯带来一些人回到了耶路撒冷。
The first group was taken back with Zerubbabel.
第二批是以斯拉带了一批人又回到耶路撒冷。
And the second group is taken back by Ezra.
照理说当时那些被掳回去的犹太人或者曾经还一直留在那里那些穷的犹太人应该关心耶路撒冷的光景。
So technically, those who have returned with the different group, as well as those remnants that were left behind in Jerusalem, should care for God's house and care for Jerusalem.
应该早已经改变现状了。
They should have changed the current situation in Jerusalem.
可悲是他们被掳回到耶路撒冷之后，他们只顾自己的事，不关心神家里的事。
However, unfortunately, those people who have returned to Jerusalem, they didn't really care about that. They only care about themselves.
因此，这个尼希米早有风闻了。
So Nehemiah already had an understanding.
他身在苏珊城的波斯的王宫里，但是他的心却系耶路撒冷。
Even though he was in the palace of Susa, his heart cared for Jerusalem.
他非常在乎耶路撒冷的光景。
He really cared about the situation in Jerusalem.
所以他主动的问了。
So therefore, he took the initiative and questioned.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们的神的家里，在教会里的弟兄姊妹，许多的人的光景也是非常的糟糕。
So actually, in the brothers and sisters in the church, some of our situation are not the best.
他们需要你我的关心。
They also need you and I's care.
我们知道有一些的人结婚之前呢，爱的你死我活，我要爱你爱到死。
Some say before they're married, I love you to death, I will love you forever.
但是爱不了三年五年呢，要闹离婚了。
And after getting married for 3-5 years, they wanted to get a divorce.
这些不只有非基督徒，基督徒也是一样的。
That doesn't only occur in non-Christian, it occurs in Christian life too.
如果我们的教会神的家里出现这个情况，是不是跟城墙被火焚烧差不多的情形啊？
If this kind of situation happened in Christian family in God's house, is it really similar to the wall being broken down and burned?
当弟兄某某弟兄或者某某姐妹他的婚姻亮起了红灯要闹离婚的时候，需不需要我们去关心啊？
Certain brothers and sisters, their marriage have red flags. Doesn't that require our care towards them?
中国人有一个的习俗，就是家丑不可外扬。
So in Chinese culture, there's a thing called you don't want the bad things in your family to spread to other people.
所以你刚刚，如果你不主动的很深入的关心，你问他最近好不好
？So if you don't take the initiative and actually genuinely care for them and ask them how they're doing，
即使他刚刚可能在来到教会之前，来教会之前夫妻还吵了一大架，这但是呢。在教会门口，你问他好不好？很好。
If you don't genuinely care for them, even though they might have been in an argument right back at home before coming to church, right outside the church, you ask them, "How are you doing?" They might say, "Yeah, I'm fine, I'm great."
即使他说好，你要继续的观察他说话很肯定吗？他的眼神对回答你的时候，他的眼神是不定的吗
？So after you ask them that question, you have to look at their facial expression, how they actually are.
平常上个礼拜他两夫妻过来是手牵手进来的，现在呢一个在前一个在后，脸都黑的。
So usually they come holding hands to church, but this week they come one in the front, one in the back. You can look from their physical expression.
某某这个婆媳这两个平常都很忙彼此相爱的。
So our mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, they usually love each other.
但是奇怪的，今天他们两个就是一个东一个西，都互不相干的。
And today you see one sitting on one side of the church and the other on the other side of the church.
除非你去观察，你主动的很关心的去问他。
Unless you genuinely go and look and care for them.
否则你无法发现他有问题。
Or else you will not be able to see that there's a problem with it.
其实他的问题是不是你的问题啊
？So is their problem your problem?
很多的基督徒觉得我好就好了。
So、a lot of Christians say, as long as I'm good, we're good.
不是你不当你好就可以了。
It's not only just when you're good.
也保罗说我们在基督里是一体的。
Because Paul says in Christ we're unified, we're one.
你的全身都很好，但是指头受伤了，只有指头受伤还是你受伤了？
So when you, the whole body is good and your pinky is hurting, does that still part of you?
你的指头在流血，你不包扎它吗？
If it's bleeding, wouldn't you wrap it up?
上个月有一个人告诉我，告诉我的妈妈。
Last month, somebody told this to my mother.
她说，哎呀，我的爸爸这个运气真好。
He says, oh, my dad is so lucky.
这个命真大。
He has a great life.
95岁了。
He's 95 years old.
上个礼拜从床上睡觉，他突然就滚到这个地板上。
Last week he fell off the bed when he was sleeping.
他在地板上躺了两天，他自己起来。
After laying on the floor for 2 days, he got up himself.
他还说家里这个遭贼了，人家把我的被子都拿走了，这么冷。
He actually says, oh, somebody, a thief came in, they stole my blankets.
原来这个告诉我妈妈的那个弟兄他的爸爸妈妈都九十多岁了，两个住在一起的，都是基督徒。
Actually, the brother who told my mother the situation, their parents are both in the 90s and they live together.
不过这个两个老夫妻呢，一直都不和。
However, this old couple, they never get along.
所以呢，很年轻的时候就分床睡的，你是你，他是他。
So in their early marriage, they sleep separately.
我的意思是说，他的父母一个在这个。房间那个应该在另一个房间住在一个 apartment 里面。
Even though they live in the same apartment, one live in one bedroom, the other in the other.
她的这老的丈夫，那个老爷子丈夫没有出现两天，她也不推门进去关心她。
So the husband didn't appear for 2 days because he was on the floor. The wife didn't think to come check up on him.
还好上帝保守，如果摔下去需要急救，那不是两天就是没命了吗？
So good thing that God protected him, because if he didn't, then he would have passed away or broke his leg or broke other parts of his body.
我发现许多基督徒是不是跟那个年长的那个姐妹一样，这个她的先生就在旁边的房间里两天没有出现，她也不闻。
So to a lot of Christians, we're similar to that sister who didn't care for the husband. Even though the husband didn't show up for 2 days, she didn't really care, didn't ask about him or.Of him.
很多人只关心我。
A lot of people only care for themselves. 上帝，
你赐福给我就好了。
God, may you just bless me.
我们忘记了，我们要关心神的家。
We often forget we have to care for God's house.
今天，神的家有许多的人事物需要你我的关心。
In God's house today, there's a lot of things and people that requires you and I's care.
很多人说我很忙呐，我没有时间呐。
Some people say I'm very busy, I don't have time.
今天大家都忙，对不对？
We're all very busy today, right?
今天就是一个忙的时代。
So this society is a busy society.
很少有几个人不忙的。
There's only a few people who are not busy.
你不忙觉得是奇怪的。
If someone's not busy, you might think it's weird.
你看到李弟兄很忙，张姐妹也很忙，你觉得我无所事事一定是不正常，所以呢，你也找个事情让自己忙得不可开交。
You see brother A, sister B, they're really busy, and you don't have anything to do, so then you kind of find things to make yourself busy.
我不是说忙不好。
I'm not saying busy is a bad thing.
我们再怎么忙，也不能忽略了关心神的家。
Regardless of how busy we are, we cannot neglect to care for God's house.
今天为什么这个李弟兄没有出现？
How come Brother Lee didn't show up today?
今天坐在你旁上个礼拜一直或者一直坐在你旁边的那个王姐妹为什么没有出现了？
How come Sister Wang, who usually sit next to you, didn't show up today?
可能别人忽略了关心。
Maybe somebody neglected them and
也没什么留意
and didn't really pay attention.
但是你跟他本来就很熟
Maybe you and them were really close to begin with.
你要不要关心啊？
Shouldn't you care
for them? 你要不要关心啊？
Shouldn't you care for them?
要关心啊。
Yeah, we should.
今天教会很多的人数缩水了
So a lot of times church start to shrink. Numbers start to shrink.
因为有一个原因是为我们忽略了去关心。
That is one of the reasons because we neglect on caring for people.
我昨天11点的时候还坐在我的书房上，书房里面我想到某某人上个礼拜没有来，我就发这个短信给他，因为打电话已经很晚了，我发短信给他，至少发了10来个。
So last night, 11 o'clock in the evening, I was thinking about which brother and sister didn't show up. I didn't call them, I just texted them about 10 people that didn't show up the past couple weeks.
因为许多人为世界忙碌忘记了明天是主日啊。
Because some people, they're so busy with the world, they forget the next day is church.
所以我要主动去关心他，我说这个王弟兄啊，明天又到主日了，请到教会敬拜神，神祝福你。
So I said, oh, brother so-and-so, tomorrow is Sunday, you should come to worship, the God, worship God together, and God bless you.
如果有一天你看到教会负责的领袖同工，
if one day you see the president or whatever for the church didn't show up,
他脸上看起来有愁容，
or they seem unhappy or sorrow,
你要不要主动去问候一下？
Shouldn't you take the initiative to care for them?
或许有人觉得这个领袖嘛，神的仆人嘛，上帝负责嘛。
So you might think, oh, it's God's, it's a leader for the church. God will take care of them.
即使保罗说，有谁软弱，我不软弱。
But Paul says, everyone's weak. I am also weak.
请问牧师传道人的家庭会不会有问题啊？
When church leader family have situation or issues,
会不会碰到一些他无法应付的东西啊？
When they face a situation that they cannot handle either.
其实今天就连牧师的儿子也会有叛逆期的。
So actually, even pastors' kids, they have rebellious ages.
我记得我的儿子一直都很乖，但是上了高中的时候，他变了。
My son has always been really good until he hit high school.
我的每天的都给他弄得焦头烂额的。
Every night, I became really annoyed and angry with him.
我们需要彼此关心。
We need to care for each other.
今天我们活在一个败坏的时代。
Today, we're living in a terrible society.
包括基督徒容易会迷失了。
Including Christians, we often lose our ways.
今天许多的基督徒说，我很忙啊，这个主日无法去教会。
A lot of Christians say, oh, I'm very busy, I can't go to church on Sundays.
如果张三不去教会有理由，李四也有理由不去教会，我们在教会的聚会的人是不是越来越少？
If Brother A has an excuse, Brother Sister B has an excuse, then nobody will come to church.
很多人只关心自己的时候，那么教会一定出问题。
If everybody only care for themselves, then church will definitely have problems.
但是耶路撒冷就是如此的光景。
But in the passage, Jerusalem is just like that.
他们回去，他们忘记了能够蒙恩、蒙上帝的带领，被掳回去的时候，他们忘记了他自己的职责。
After they have been taken captive and God has graciously brought them back to Jerusalem,
他们任凭城墙被火焚烧。
They forgot their duties going back to Jerusalem and let the city and gates burn down.
他们忘记了要重建圣城的堵住破口。
They forget to build the holy city and prevent the breach.
今天教会里一定有许多幼稚软弱的肢体。
So in the church, there are immature people and weak people.
只有你的家有孩子才是正常的。
Just like your family, you have children.
才是热闹的。
It's lively.
不过呢，孩子呢也会带来很多的麻烦。
Of course, children, they bring a lot of trouble to you.
但是呢，孩子，我们要他能够向上，能够教育他成为一个虔诚的后代，我们的责任要在他成长的过程中多多的关心照顾，是吗？
So in the family, as parents, you want to see your kids grow up and mature. So in the process, you as parents, you have to walk alongside of them and care for them.
你不能说我把他生下来就好了，让他顺其自然，自然。
You can't just say, oh, I gave birth to them, they can just grow on, live on their own. They'll be fine.
同样的，在教会里面也是一样的。你把一个人带到教会，使他听见神的话，圣灵感动，觉知信耶稣了。
So similarly, if you bring someone in church, and they listen to the gospel, and they believe.
但是这还不够啊。
But that's not merely enough.
你要多多的关心他。
You have to continuously care for them.
因为他是出新的。
Because they're new believers.
今天我们要多一点的关心我们身边的主内的肢体。
So these days we have to care for brothers and sisters within the church.
每一次主日来到教会的时候，
Every time you come to Sunday service,
你应该主动的先打开今天的周报。
You have to open to the bulletin.
看一看上个礼拜奉献多少，我们教会的开销有多少。
Look at how much offering we got and how much we
出席的人数多少。
How many people attended?
今天有什么特别的消息报告的？
Or is there any special announcements?
这叫主动关心，对不对？
That is taking the initiative
是不是
to care. Isn't that so?
而不是来到教会就迟到了，所以呢，匆匆忙忙也心不在焉，这根本就忽略了旁边到底有谁，
and,
没有出席。
Or coming really late and rushing in and forget to look around who's here, who's not.
甚至在一些的聚会里面，我常听到有人接电话玩手机。
Even to a point, sometimes I see people texting or answering phone calls during service.
如果在聚会中有一个人手机这个响起来，我们怎么处理？
So if somebody's phone ring during sermon, what do you do?
还是让他继续打扰吗？
Do you just let it ring and let them disturb us?
你不要说，我不要说你。
If you don't say anything about me, I don't say anything about you.
免得下个礼拜我的手机响起，也瞪我不好受。
In case next week my phone started ringing, you do the same thing back to me.
其实关心神的家从小事开始。
Actually, caring for God's house starts from the small things.
你不要以为啊，只有牧师有权利这个阻止这个人在聚会中玩手机的。
Actually, don't think that it's the pastor's responsibility and authority.To stop the person from disturbing each other.
当然，你要阻止这个人玩手机，你的目的不是凶他，不是要责备他，最终的目的让他知道不可以。
So the point of you telling them to stop playing with the phone is not to be angry at them, but let them know that they shouldn't.
我们可以用温柔的态度，但是呢，语气应该很肯定，不可以。
But you should be gentle towards them, but you have to be firm.
下不为例。
So that they don't do it again next time.
当然，你能够说这句话的时候，你自己应该是一个很好的榜样，才可以吧
？So of course, similarly, you yourself have to be a good example.
不然的话，他说你还说我上个礼拜你不是一样吗
？So because if you're not a good example, they're going to say, weren't you like that last week?
所以今天呢，教会有许多的事需要你关心哎。
So there's actually a lot of things that you need to care for in the church.
当我们关心神家里的事的时候，说明你在属灵上已经成长了。
When you start to care for the people in the church or things in the church, it means you have grown spiritually.
Amen.
Amen.
真的要关心神的，跟旁边的人说，你要主动关心神的家。
Say it to the people next to you.
找一个人旁边嘛，不是很远嘛。
Somebody next to you. You have to take the initiative to care for God's house.
我们思想第二方面。
Okay, now let's take a look at the second point.
迫切寻求神的面。
That is eagerly seek God's face.
当尼希米听到耶路撒冷城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧的时候
，After hearing that the city and the gate has been torn down and burned on fire，
他第一个反应是什么呢？
What is Nehemiah's response initially?
第四节，我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀极日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷。
And verse 4 says, When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Even though Nehemiah is in a really good state himself, he's in the citadel of Susa in the palace.Living a wonderful life.
他非常的尽他的职分，在王宫里服侍王，做王酒政。
He is a cupbearer for the king, and he does his duty perfectly.
但是他在做完，在做他尽他该尽的责任的同时，他又尽他一个在神里的职任。
Even though he's doing all the duties that he has next to the king, he's also caring for God's kingdom.
他不但关心主动关心神的家，他为了神家里的光景糟糕而迫切寻求神的面。
Not only did he take the initiative to care for God's house, he also seek eagerly for God's face and pray for the people in Jerusalem.
而且他寻求神的面非常迫切的。
And he seek eagerly for God's face.
他听见了耶路撒冷光景很糟糕，就这个坐下哭泣。
After he heard about the situation in Jerusalem, he sat down and wept.
在神的面前进食祈祷。
And he mourned and fasted and prayed.
不是一分钟，而是几日。
Not just for a few minutes, but for a few days, for some days.
如果我们神的家里或者我们的教会里有一个光景非常的糟糕。
If someone in church is in a terrible situation,
我们的反应能够像尼希米那样好不好啊？
Should we be like Nehemiah towards them?
是你很好。
Yes, you're great.
但是与你同教会的有一个某某人不好。
However, if someone in the same church is not doing so great,
那么你如何反应呢？
How should you respond?
当我听见某某人离婚了，
When I hear so-and-so got divorced,
我非常的难过。
I'm very sad by it.
我会祷告神啊，求你怜悯他。
I pray for them, God, please have mercy on them.
他怎么可以离婚呢？
How can they get a divorce?
基督徒是不可以离婚的。
Christians, you cannot get a divorce.
虽然甚至有今天有牧师说可以离婚。
Even though some pastors might say you can have a divorce.
但是不管牧师那个牧师怎么说，但是根据圣经，我凭着上帝告诉你，基督徒是不可以离婚的。
Regardless of what that pastor says, according to the Bible, it says Christians cannot get a divorce.
那是一个很大的罪。
It's one of the biggest sins.
你不但自己得罪神，你会害别人得罪神。
Now, did you yourself offend God? You will cause others to offend God.
你甚至会影响别人得罪神。
You will affect others, and you will cause sin.
今天许多的人的光景非常的糟糕。
Again, today many people's situations are terrible.
而且呢，他不知道这是罪。
A lot of times they don't even understand and know that it's a sin.
他也不肯在神的面前认罪。
And they're not willing to repent in front of God.
我们当如何是好呢？
Then what should we do?
我们是否要效法尼西米，替他在神的面前寻求神的面？
We should just be like Nehemiah, seek God's face for them.
尼西米在接下来第五到第七节，他的祷告继续的在神面前。
Continuing from verse 5 to 7, Nehemiah prayed continuously to God.
虽然被掳回去的犹太人非常的糟糕。
Even though the situation that the captives returning to Jerusalem is terrible.
得罪了神。
They have sinned against God.
他们不但做了不该做的，连该做的也没有做。
They done things that they should not do, and they did not do the things that they should have done.
做了不该做的是罪。
When they do things that they're not supposed to do, it's considered a sin.
不该做，这个该做的没有做也是罪。
Things that they should do, they did not do, it's also considered a sin.
可能有些基督徒觉得我很好，我都守神的诫命啊，我。没有做不该做的。
A lot of Christians say, "Oh, I have followed the commandments of God and haven't done anything I shouldn't."
其实该做的没有做也是罪。
However, the things that God has told you to do, you didn't do, it's also considered a sin.
但是以色列人就犯了这两方面的罪。
So Israelites at the time they committed these things, sins.
但是尼希米仍然确定上帝有慈爱，只要他们可以悔改，上帝会赦免，上帝会恩待他们。
However, Nehemiah understands that God is gracious. As long as they come forward and repent to God, God will forgive them and have mercy.
所以尼西米在神的面前哭泣了几日之后，再为他们为百姓代祷。
After mourned for the Israelites, he came forward and prayed to God.
不是一般的，是非常的付代价的昼夜在神的面前。
Not just pray once or twice, but continuously day and night pray for the Israelites.
他在神面前承认以色列百姓犯了罪。
He confessed to God that Israelites had sinned against him and sinned against God.
尼西米没有觉得自己高高在上，他也把自己包括在里面。我与我的父家也犯了罪。
Nehemiah didn't exclude himself from the Israelites. He included himself, saying that we have sinned against you.
其实尼西米在人看来是很好的。
Actually, Nehemiah, to men's eyes, he's actually perfect or great.
但是他说我与我父家都有罪了。
However, he says, me and my family have sinned.
为什么他这样说呢？
Why did he say that?
因为在神的家里，我们不能独善其身。
Because in God's house, we're not on our own. We're not.
你很好，感谢神。
You are great. That's awesome.
既然上帝特别恩待你，你在一群的基督徒当中，或者在教会里面，你是一个很好的榜样。
Thank the Lord that you amongst Christians, you are one of the better ones or considered better ones.
那么你就有责任影响别人效法你啊。
That means you have the responsibility.
你们明白吗？呢？
You have the responsibility for others to watch over you.
所以我们在我们的一个团队里面，或者在你的家里面，你要成为一个属灵的头。
So therefore, you amongst others have to be a leader to guide and care for others.
我们不能只是自己一个人就好了，好就好了。
We can't just focus on ourselves and better ourselves.
上帝把你摆在这个家庭里面，摆在这个小组里面，就是要借着你，使这个每一个人成员都效法你。
So God placed you in this church, in this fellowship. He wants you to be a leader and lead others to be like you.
但是尼西米说，我父家都有罪了，我自己好，但是我忽略了，我要影响他们好。
And Nehemiah says, he included himself into Israelites because he, even though he's great, he has to lead others.
我尼西米没有行邪恶，但是以色列百姓行邪恶。
Nehemiah says, even though I didn't do any evil, however, the Israelite people have.
我行耶和华的律例典章，但是以色列百姓没有行啊。
He says, I follow the commands and the laws of the Lord. However, the Israelite people, they did not.
所以他在神的面前替以色列百姓认罪，也包括认自己的罪。
So therefore, he confessed the sins of Israelites in front of God, including himself for not doing something.
很多时候，我们都有来到神的面前呼求、祷告、寻求神的面。
We often seek God's face eagerly.
正如前不久，有个姐妹找来找我说：“杨牧师啊，要为我祷告。”
So a couple weeks ago, a sister came to me, Pastor Yang, please pray for me.
我说：“你说嘛，什么事？”
And I said, "Oh, so what is it? Tell me."
我的女儿三十有七了，还没有嫁人。
My daughter's in 30s and she hasn't married yet.
我说你女儿三十七了，你今天才知道要找我啊。
And the daughter's 37, and I said she's 37, and you think to tell me now?
你平常为什么不为她祷告
？How come you didn't pray for her all these years?
好吧，好吧，我说你先祷告，我为她祷告。
And I said, okay, you pray for her, I'll pray with you after.
哎，你的女儿三十七没有嫁人呢，现在你应该迫切祷告吧。
So your daughter hasn't married in 37. You should be pray eagerly for her.
上帝让我们许多的事情呈现在我们面前有难处的时候，就是让你寻求他。
So when God gives you difficult situations, He wants you to seek Him.
无论是过去你忽略了寻求神，或者为你的家人寻求神，但今天不要再忽略了，好吗
？So even though in the past you might have neglected seek God's face for yourself and your family, today don't neglect anymore.
今天，包括我们的下一代，我们旁边的许多的基督徒都犯了跟当时以色列百姓同样的罪。
Our next generation and people that are sitting around us, they have sinned against God similarly to the Israelites.
需要你我为他们寻求神的面。
They require us to seek God's face for them.
那么当时以色列人，这个呢，到底犯了什么罪呢
？So what kind of sins have Israelites done?
至少有四方面的罪。
They actually have at least four.
与神的关系脆弱。
That is weak relationship with God.
没有与神保持亲密的交通。
They did not have a close fellowship with God.
他们有敬拜的仪式，空洞的外表。
They have empty worship.
缺少敬虔的实意。
They lack essence of godliness.
各个自我中心很强。
They're all very self-centered.
在追求物质的享受。
And they have material enjoyment.
自顾自家，不关心神的家。
They only care for their own family. They don't care about God's family.
标准降低了。
And they have lowered their standards.
不再严格的遵行上帝的律法。
They no longer have high standards for themselves, and following God's command.
以世界的标准取代了神的标准。
And they replace God's standard with worldly standards.
与世俗这个妥协与外族通婚
，and they've intermarried with foreigners.
你们看看今天许多的基督徒的关系是不是一样
？So aren't some of the Christians similar to the Israelites in the chapter?
我在说你一直都很好，很好。
I can say you are very good. She's very good. He's very good.
但是你的家人、你的孩子或者你的丈夫、你的妻子或者你的弟兄姊妹，甚至你的领袖。
However, your family, your children, your wife, your spouse, if they're not,
他需不需要你的带导
？Don't they require you to pray for them?
人容易软弱的。
Humans were easily weak.
容易骄傲、自我中心的。
Man, we easily have pride.
人都容易失去了敬虔的心的。
And we'll lose the godliness towards.
人都容易追求物质的。
We often seek material things.
当你发现你的教会里某某人或者你的家庭里面某某人得罪神的时候，你第一个反应应该效法尼西米跪下来祷告。
When you see someone in the family, in the church family, sin against God, you should follow Nehemiah's example and get down and pray for them.
曾经有一个剑桥大学的教授。
So there was a professor.
他有四个儿子都很出色，都读剑桥大学的。
And he has four sons.
有几个已经毕业了，有一个还在就读。
And a couple of them have graduated already, and one is still in college.
虔诚的基督徒家庭。
They're faithful Christians.
前面三个儿子都很虔诚。
So the first three sons are very godly Christians.
但是小儿子就是乱来。不敬畏神。
However, the youngest son is not. They rebel against God.
他们家里都有每天晚上都有家庭聚会。
So every night they have a family meeting.
不过儿子这个小儿子总是不参加。
However, the youngest son never attends.
他总是算好了，家里的聚会大概什么时候完了，他就进来了。
So he kind of estimated the time around when the family meeting will end, then he'll come into the house.
有一天晚上他算好了应该是结束，不过还没有结束。
However, there's one time he thinks that it's supposed to end, but it didn't.
他进门的时候听到母亲在为他流泪祷告。
So he entered the house and heard the mother cry and pray for him.
这位虔诚的母亲她祷告说，上帝啊，我感谢你赐我四个儿子。
The mother said, God, thank you for giving me four sons.
但是我有罪，因为我三个前面的三个儿子都带得好不错，但是第四个儿子我没有办法带好他。
And she says, I've sinned against you. The three sons I have taken care of and brought to you, faithfully. However, the youngest son I have not.
他做了许多不讨你喜悦、得罪你的事。
He has done a lot of things that are against you.
我在你面前承认，我忽略了我在他的在没有把他教成一个虔诚的后代。
And she says, I neglected him and did not bring him up to be a faithful servant of yours.
求你赦免我的罪，也赦免我儿子的罪，引导他走当走的路。
May you please forgive my sins as well as his sins so that he can come to you.
当这个小儿子刚开始听到的时候，心里是不舒服的。为什么当他为我祷告，不为前面三个哥哥祷告？
So when the youngest son heard this, he was uncomfortable. He was saying, how come pray for me and not for the other three brothers? However, the mother wept and continuously prayed for the youngest son.
后来这个坏的儿子他悔改了。
And later on, the youngest son repented.
向上了，敬畏神了。
He turned around and faced God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要寻求神的面。
So brothers and sisters, today we have to seek God's face.
纵然今天你的儿女不敬畏神，被这个败坏的世界诱惑了。
Even though if your children are going with the world against God's will,
你仍然可以在神的面前为你的孩子替他认罪悔改。
You can confess their sins in front of God for them.
求神指示你如何影响他走回当走的路。
And ask God for guidance in how to bring them back into the right path.
人生会有面临许多的这个绝境，甚至逆境的时候。
So a lot of times we face difficult situations or dead ends.
其实神就是让我们去寻求他。
Actually, God wants us to seek His face.
我们求人的帮助是有限的。
When we ask help from men, it's limited.
有时候你求人，人家也不答应，就是求他也不方便。
Sometimes you ask someone for help, they are limited, and even though sometimes they don't have time.
他也有心无力。
And even though if they want to, they can't.
但是求神随时都可以。
However, when you see God, it's always. You can always ask.
我们知道彼得求神的时候就四个字：主啊，救我。
Peter, when he asked God, he says, "God, please help me."
是不是啊？
Didn't he say that?
这么简短精要。
You, very short, precise.
主啊，救我。
God, please help me.
就不一样了。
Yeah, things changed.
我知道雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，他面临哥哥400人来接他，迎接他的时候，心里不踏实啊。
When Jacob returned to meet his brother Esau, had 400 people coming towards him. He was uncomfortable.
他怎么办啊？
What did he do?
他在那个渡口与神较劲。
He struggled with God.
他与神摔跤啊！神最后他说：“对神说，你不赐福给我，就不放手。”
And he struggled with God so intently that he says, "God, if you don't help me, I won't let go."
这是不是迫切的寻求神啊？
In that consider eagerly seek God's face.
前途茫茫，不知道凶还是吉。
He doesn't know what's ahead, whether it's good or bad.
但是他懂得寻求神。
However, he understands to seek God's face.
神就帮这个雅各摸了大腿。
So then God touched Jacob's leg.
雅各就知道了，这是上帝要赐福给他了，上帝给他一个办法了，那就是一拐一拐的就跪在哥哥面前，承认二十年前得罪他的事嘛。
So then Jacob understand that's God's will. So therefore he was crippled and he walked crippledly towards the brother and ask him for forgiveness.
神也感动了，这个以扫原谅了弟弟嘛。
And God also touched Esau, and Esau forgave the brother Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们需要寻求神的面。
So today, brothers and sisters, we have to seek God's face.
我们不能在例行公事式的寻求神的面。
We can't just see God's face blindly.
我们要付代价的。
We have to sacrifice something.
你要清楚明白某某弟兄姐妹的事就是你的事。
We have to clearly understand that so and so, brothers and sisters, things are yours too. If they sin against God, it's also you who sin against God. Because it's our church.
别人听到了，哦，某某个教会有一个人出问题了，得罪神了，只是他有问题，还是包括了你也没有面子，包括了你也。
If someone say, oh, this church so-and-so has some trouble and issues, wouldn't that also be you who are in the church, your shame as well?
但我也知道有一些基督徒就好像游击队一样的，今天在这个教会出现，明天就另一个教会出现了。
Actually, some Christians, they church hop.
他觉得我要找一个更好的教会。
Because they think that they want to find the better church.
如果是这样的基督徒啊，那个教会你没有来之前本来好好的，你一来就糟糕。
So to those Christians, the church was perfect before you came, but
when you
came, it became not so great anymore.
因为逃避不是办法。
Because avoidance is not a solution.
上帝让你在这个教会，带你在这个教会一定有美意的。
When God has brought you into this certain church, He has His will.
纵然这个教会需要你付代价，要面对一些事情，借着这个事情，你如果投入了，上帝就可以更新你，可以能够更加的能够赐福给你啊。
God allowed you to face certain situations and difficulties within the church, so that once you overcome the problem, you have grown.
有人很奇怪，他说：“牧师啊，你要为我祷告。”我说：“好啊，你先祷告。”
Some people are very weird. They come to me and, Pastor, please pray for me. And I said, okay, you pray first.
哪里知道等了半天，他进口不开耶。
After a while, they don't say anything.
我说干嘛了？你怎么了？你不祷告？
I asked them, what happened? How come you're not praying?
他不好意思说，牧师，我不会祷告。
They'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know how to pray.
我就很直接，你还好意思说不会祷告？你信主二十年了。
I'll say to them, you've been a believer for 20 years. You don't know how to pray.
如果你的儿子今天二十岁还不会叫妈，你不紧张啊？
If your son doesn't know how to say mom after 20 years, wouldn't you be a little concerned?
你不会祷告才要开口祷告啊？
If you don't know how to pray, you should start praying.
对不对啊？
Right?
过去不开口，那今天就是要开口一个机会。
You haven't started previously. Today is the chance for you to start.
祷告可以学的。
Prayer, you can learn.
是中国人说手中出巧嘛？始终就要练嘛。
Basically, you have to practice.
对啊。所以我们要多练多练才会 better 嘛。
After you practice for many times, you start to get better.
祷告也是这样子啊。
Same thing with prayers.
有些人祷告就是自私的，就是还初级的。
Some people, they pray very bottomly.
主啊，我要房子，我要娘子，我要银子。
Some people say, oh, I want a house, I want a wife, I want this, I want that.
除了这样祷告，有一天你的祷告要升级啊，主啊，张姐妹今天感冒，请你医治她。
So after praying certain things for yourself, you have to learn to pray for others.
主啊，今天牧师好像看起来声音不好，求你赐给他洪亮的声音。
Oh God, the pastor didn't seem like they have a good voice.
这好不好啊？
Please pray for them.Isn't that good?
这就是尽心人的职分。
That is a Christian what we should do.
神听不听祷告？
Does God listen to prayers?
当你为别人祷告的时候，神先更新的是谁呀？
When you pray for others,
神先赐福谁呀？
Who does God bless first?
赐福你。
Actually, God blesses you.
因为让你有机会祷告，你的祷告就晋升了。
Because when you have a chance to pray, your prayer.
很多人为什么会祷告就不祷告嘛？
A lot of times, people just don't pray at all.
我们很羡慕哈娜，对不对
？We often are very envious of Hannah.
撒母耳的母亲哈娜。
Samuel's mother Hannah.
我告诉你，撒母耳的母亲哈娜不刚开始不会祷告的。
Actually, Hannah didn't know how to pray.
或者说她是非常自私的祷告。
Or she used to be very selfish when in her prayer.
因为她被她老公的那个妾呢，这个气的都吐的 昏了头了。
Because she was very annoyed by the husband's concubine.
因为他会生，我不会生啊！他天天气我啊。
Because the concubine was able to give birth and Hannah wasn't able to.
所以他每次来到示罗祭拜神的时候，他祭物都不吃，就是到神的面前祷告。
So when she comes to Shiloh to pray, she doesn't even eat anything. She just goes to God and prays.
神啊，你让我会生育，生一个儿子。
God, please bless me and have me conceived.
使我的羞辱可以挪去，使我在这个女人面前我可以有分量了。
So that I can get away with my shame and I can have my status in front of this concubine.
神听不听啊？
Does God answer?
我告诉你，好多年都不听的。
God didn't listen to her for many years.
虽然她付代价，但是祷告不合神心意。
How even though she prayed to God, but it wasn't to what God desired.
后来，她祷告到摸着了神的旨意了。
After many years, she understood what God's desire was.
主啊，你赐我一个儿子，我就把他献给你做拿细耳人。
And her prayer was, God, please give me a son. Once I give birth, I will dedicate him for your work.
这是祷告中被神更新了。
Through her prayers, she has been changed by God.
神也听她祷告了。
And God has listened to her prayer.
所以她就生出撒母耳来。
So therefore, she gave birth to Samuel.
当时那个败坏时代的以色列能够有一个真正的属灵领袖出来了。
So that there is a spiritual leader in the Israelite.
弟兄姊妹，你可以祷告的。
Brother and sister, you and I can pray.
就算你的儿女今天好像不敬畏神，但是你可以为他祷告的。
Even though your children doesn't seem like they fear God,
今天你旁边的基督徒好像看起来只是外表的敬拜神，不是虔诚，你可以为他祷告的。
The people sitting around you, they might not seem like they're faithful in their Christianity.
就算今天有许多的基督徒看起来跟世俗没有两样，但你可以为他祷告的。
You can pray for them. Similarly, some brother and sister who might seem very worldly, you can pray for them too.
Amen.
Amen.
跟你旁边人说，你要迫切寻求神的面。
Say to brothers and sisters around you, you have to see God eagerly.
为你的家人，为教会的弟兄姊妹等等，寻求神的面。
See God's face for the brothers and sisters as well as your own family.
是不是这样就够了？
Is that enough?
这样还不够。
That's not enough.
我们做了这两样的时候，最终就是第三点。
After doing these two, we have one more.
竭力勤做神的工。
And that is diligently do God's work.
尼希米在神的面前祷告很迫切。
So Nehemiah prayed earnestly in front of God.
他祷告不是说神啊，你兴起这位姐妹，兴起那位弟兄。
He didn't say, "Oh God, rise up this sister and that brother."
因为耶路撒冷很糟糕，你拆他去，拆他去。
And because Jerusalem is in a terrible state, you can bring them or bring him or her there.
不是的。
No, he didn't pray such.
他十一节说：“主啊，求你侧耳听仆人的祈祷。”
And in verse 11 says, "O Lord, let your ear be attentive to this prayer."
敬畏你民众仆人的祈祷。
A prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants.
使你仆人信心亨通。
Who delight in you, in revering your name.
在王面前蒙恩。
Give your servant success today by granting favor.
我是做王久正的。
Grant him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king. Nehemiah is ready. He wants to let go of his position as a cupbearer for the king. He's willing to sacrifice for God and return to Jerusalem. To change the current state of Jerusalem.
He knows that he can't do it.
He knows that by himself he cannot do it.
他需要上帝的帮助。
He needs God's help.
我要去，第一，王要允准。
If I want to go, first the king has to approve.
所以他在神面前求告。
So therefore he prayed to God.
然后神有没有听他的祷告啊？
Did God listen to his prayer?
当他愿意把自己完全献给神，愿意去做神工作的时候，神愿不愿啊？
When he is willing to let go of himself, his positions, and do God's work.When God approved,
王就允准我，因我神伸的手帮助我。
In Nehemiah 2:8, God allowed Nehemiah to go because God has helped him.
然后呢，他到了耶路撒冷之后，第三天他就夜里起来去观察整个情形。
So after he returned to Jerusalem, he woke up in the middle of the night to see the situation.
他发现跟他听到的光景一样。
And he realized what he has heard is exactly the same as what he sees.
于是呢， 他就找当地的犹太人了。
So then he goes to look for Jewish people.
他告诉他我是谁，神如何伸的手帮助我。
He tells them who he is and how God has helped him.
然后到了第三章，大祭司就起来开工，这个修建了。
So then in verse, Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 1, Eliashib, the high priest and his fellow priests, went to work and rebuilt the sheep gates.
所以当时耶路撒冷不是没有领袖，只是不顾神的家。
It's not that they didn't have any leaders in Jerusalem. It's just that they have leaders who didn't care.
因为民心愿意的回国，摆上自己，影响了这个大祭司领袖开工。
Because of Nehemiah's returning, letting go of his positions, returning to help build the gates, it affected the high priest. After the high priest has been affected by Nehemiah, people following the priest, everyone else came together. So then they, working together, they were able to rebuild the gates. They only spent 52 days and built the wall.
堵住了破口。
They stopped the breach in Jerusalem, the gates.
弟兄姊妹，今天家庭有难处，教会有难处，不奇怪。
Church have problems or family have such issues. It's not weird.
奇怪的是，任凭那些的难处存在，你视而无睹，不肯起来。
The weirder thing is, even though there's problems, you just let it be and don't do anything about it. Today, God wants us to rise up and do His work.
戴德生说,
Hudson Taylor said this.
做神的工很难。
Doing God's work is very difficult.
不可能。
Impossible.
但感谢神成就了。
However, God has let it be.
但是尼希米是不是也这样的
？When Nehemiah had the situation, wasn't he the same?
因此，弟兄姊妹，神问你，不是问你能不能，而是问你肯不肯。
When God asks you, it's not asking whether you can or cannot, or whether you are or can or cannot. It's not whether you're willing or not.
当你有问题，当你的家有问题，当神的家教会有问题的时候
，When your family has problems or church has problems.
你第一个反应是起的别人起来呢带头呢还是你说神啊求你兴起我
Do you ask God to have other people do the work or do you ask God to help you
兴起我影响整个教会
Rise you up to affect the whole church
兴起我改善我的全家
Rise you up to affect your family
兴起我带动整个的团契
Rise me up to lead up the fellowship
今天我们做自己的工世界的工已经够多了
Today, we're doing a lot of our own work and worldly work. We have done a lot of our duties. We have done many things. But there's one position that we cannot, or duty we cannot neglect. That is diligently do God's work. Doing God's work is not only merely for pastors or preachers.
如果你有天发现教会下雪，教会门口的雪没有人铲，你看到了，你马上回家，这个拿铲雪的工具去铲呢，还是不理他呢？
When you see there's a lot of snow outside a church, would you, do you just let it go or do you go home and grab shovels and help shovel the snow?
我早上一早来，我上教会的厕所。
So when I came and I went to the bathroom in church.
我第一件事情看一看，有点脏，我用纸去擦。
I see that the bathroom is slightly filthy, so I wiped it down with toilet paper.
但我不是说这个你们的厕所很脏，只是我特别爱干净。
I'm not saying your church is filthy. I'm just saying I really.
我有一点点，我要先去擦一擦。
When I see any dirtiness, I'll clean it up.
如果是你，你是憋着回家再上厕所呢，还是也愿意去擦一擦
？If it was you, would you just hold it in and not go to the bathroom, or do you wipe it down?
就是关心神的家，这是做神的工作。
That is taking initiative to care for God's house.
上厕所也舒服一点。
So that the next person who uses the bathroom, they'll feel comfortable.
今天神的工作很多。
There's a lot of God's work today.
需要你我一起摆上。
It requires you and I to give up.
不是随随便便的。
It's not just lukewarm.
我们要竭尽全力去做神的工。
We have to give all we got.
我们要付代价，愿意放下我曾经认为很好的东西，我要放下，先去做神的工。
We have to let go of everything that we think is the most important and do God's work.
如果你心里面不去，可能耶路撒冷的城墙继续是这样子的糟糕。
If Nehemiah didn't sacrifice and go to Jerusalem and do the work, the gates would still be the same.
当他放下这个王面前的服侍的工作的时候，去耶路撒冷，影响了当时的耶路撒冷的百姓一起去做了。
Because of him forfeiting his cupbearer position, returning to Jerusalem, he affected other people in Jerusalem.
我最怕有一些基督徒啊，说，哎呀，为什么你一个人这么辛苦啊？别人都不做，你也不用做嘛。
I hate it when some people tell me, oh, why do you have to put so much burden on yourself? If they don't do it, why don't you just not do it too?
这个叫做不知不觉。
That just if you don't, you basically you don't hear it, you don't see it, you don't hear it.
因为圣经上说人分三种嘛。
So there's three type of people.
先知先觉。
Some who sees it, they do it.
后知后觉。
Some they find out later, they still do it.
不知不觉。
And there's others who see.
你看到教会一个牧师领袖自己一个人在残学学一大批还有很多，你看到了，你说牧师啊，你为什么这么辛苦啊？这是说什么话？
When you see the pastor shoveling the snow and you go towards them, ah, pastor, there's so much snow. Why do you?
你也不要去做了。
Why don't you just stop too?
让等一下，有个老姐妹摔倒就摔倒，她摔断腿，关你没有事。
And for the other sister fall because of the snow, it doesn't really matter. It's none of your business.
还是牧师啊，辛苦了，我帮你一起。
Or would you be the second type of people?
甚至把自己的儿子也招来，儿子来，一起帮忙，还有很大一大片。
Or, pastor, let me help you, and also grab their own family members to help.
还是你翘着二郎腿，什么都不做，打电话去教会的总务。哎，这么学，你昨天没有查。
Or you just sit there and
赶过来。
Or ask people to come and clean the snow and be like, oh, you didn't clean the snow yesterday.
今天做神的工作，有一些小的代价都不付，你会付很大的代价吗？
If you're not willing to sacrifice little things, would you be willing to sacrifice more?
你看到了就是你的事。
When you see it, it's your problem.
如果你觉得教会的事就是你的事，那么感谢上帝，上帝已经感动你了，上帝要用你了。
When you notice that church problem is your problem, God has already touched your heart.
如果你在小事上忠心，上帝会不会更大的事交给你啊？
When you're faithful to the little things, wouldn't God give you more?
我们说这个大厦是从这个地基起的。
A high-rise building started from the foundation.
今天很多人很羡慕，哎呦，牧师在台上很牛啊。
Some people say, "Oh, pastor, in the front, it's very wonderful."
如果你连小事都不做，你永远没有牛的一天。
If you don't are not willing to do anything small,
你们
you would never be.
阿门不阿门呐
？Would you amen to that?
今天我们有许多的事要做哎。
There's a lot of things that we can do.
虽然很多人奉承你，虽然很多人奉承你。
Oh, even though a lot of people praise you.
但是你知道你有亏欠。
However, you know yourself that you have problems within.
很成功，但是在属灵上很糟糕。
Even though socially you're very great, however spiritually you're not.
就让别人觉得你还可以，但是你知道你有不行。
Even though other people might think greatly of you, but you know you yourself know how much less.
或者你真的可以，但是你的下一代呢
？Or even though you're good, how about your descendants?
你有没有尽你的职分
？Did you perform your duties?
这个一个照片。
Let's look at a photo.
这是我一张照片，我一月七号去竹林纽约的这个大学福音营，在一个营地里拍下来的一个墙上的一个图片。
It's a picture I've taken on January 7th for at a retreat, college retreat.
这边是世界。
On the left hand side is the world.
那边是天国。
And the other side is the kingdom of God.
要从世界到天国需要走十字架的路。
And from the world to kingdom of heaven, required to walk across.
今天很多人向钱看，向 money 看。
A lot of people look towards money.
基督徒的下一代也向钱看，现实嘛。
A lot of Christians' descendants they also look at money.
所以他们要成就辉煌的。
They want to build high-rise buildings and things.
但是忘记了他们将要走向灭亡。
However, they don't know they're headed towards death.
很多人说我是基督徒啊。
A lot of people say I'm a Christian.
我说你是吗？
I asked them, "Are you?"
你是基督徒，你自己说呢，还是耶稣也承认呢
？Do you say you're a Christian, or God also confirms?
你想一想，你是一个真正的基督徒吗
？Please think whether you are a Christian or not.
我问你，你上一次去教会什么时候
？Let me ask you, when was the last time you went?
你上一次认罪在什么时候
？When was the last time you confessed your sin?
就讲不出来了。
They couldn't respond.
今天许多的基督徒走灭亡的道路。
A lot of Christians headed towards eternal death.
去教会没有什么兴趣的。
They don't have any desire to go to church.
去世俗的灯 party 夜总会啊，他非常的 high 的。
They're very happy and very high going to parties and nightclubs.
你要去神的国吗？
Do you want to go to kingdom heaven?
走十字架的道路。
Go across the cross.
今天我们要走十字架的道路。
We have to walk the path of cross.
你看今天这里那里的教会很小小小的。
You can see how small the church is.
世界 building 很大很大。
There's so many buildings, high-rise buildings.
走十字架的道路没有几个。
Those who are walking on the path of cross.
都走灭亡的道路啊。
Not too many, but there's many going towards death.
连我们的下一代，基督徒下一代也跟着世俗走啊。
Actually, Christian descendants are following the ways of the world.
有些基督徒的下一代觉得自己，哎呦，我医生，我律师，我做企业。
A lot of Christian descendants saying, "Oh, I'm a doctor. I have this business."
很多人都奉承我这个老大老总。
A lot of people praise my son being a CEO or something.
他忘记了他们正像玻璃窗上的苍蝇，前途一片光明，却没有出路。
They're similar to a fly, even though they can see through glass, they can't go anywhere.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来到这里敬拜是很好。
It's great that we can come and worship.
我们走十字架的道路很好，我们的盼望就在对面。
Where our hope is right in front of us at the kingdom of heaven.
所以地上会过去的。
This world will pass.
我们不要把神给我们的时间全部去做世界的工。
Let us not waste our time only doing the world's work.
神要我们去是万民做他的门徒。
God wants us to make disciples in the world.
趁着你今天还健在，影响你的下一代。
Because you're still here, use yourself to affect.
趁着神还没有收回我们口中的气，去引领一些别人归向神。
And use your breath to lead others to God.
我们要竭尽全力地去做神的工作。
We have to diligently do God's
work. 因为恶人灭亡不是神愿意看到的。
Because seeing those perish is not what God wants to see.
今天许多的基督徒自私啊，忘记了神给你的使命和责任。
A lot of people forget God's command.
我们没有看到原来世界这么多人这样灭亡，都是神要我们把他拉到教会的。
You see so many those are perishing. God wants us to bring them back to Him.
我们的下一代虽然上了大学就不再敬畏神了，受世界冲击了，但是你依然有责任把他邀请回来，把他吸引回来。
Even though your children have headed towards perishing with the world, you have the responsibility to bring them back.
有些老基督徒很怪，他觉得气死了。我说你还干嘛？要这么拼命赚钱？你需要这么多老本吗？
Some Christians, they're in their 70s, they're still working so diligently. I asked them, why do you need to work so hard?
停止做世界的工啊，赶快去影响你的下一代敬畏神。
I tell them, stop doing the world's work and start working on your descendants headed towards heaven.
你看，这个只有借着十字架可以到神那里去。
Only through cross we can head to God.
耶稣说：“若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。”
Because Jesus, without going through me, no one can head to the Father.
不走在十字架的道路的下面，将来那些结局就是硫磺火湖。
If you don't walk through the path of the cross, you'll head to a lake of fire.
但是感谢神，今天仍然是悦纳的日子，拯救的日子，耶稣还没有再来。
Thank the Lord, it's still the time of salvation. God hasn't returned yet.
上帝还给我们年日时间，让我们去做他的工作。
He's still given us time to do His work.
我们要不要把握机会？
Should we hold on to the
time? 新年做一个决定，上帝，我愿意尽新人的旨。
In this new year, ask God to give you the desire to have this new responsibility and duty.
我就站在路口，把那些将要灭亡的人把他吸引过来。
I'm standing at the crossroad to lead people to you.
告诉他们不要走灭亡的道路。
And tell them not to head towards perishment.
回到教会。
Return to church.
你要带他回到教会。
You have to lead and guide them back to church.
带领你的下一代回到教会。
Lead your descendants back to church.
带领其他的孩子回到教会。
And guide other children back
to church. 这是我们的工作。
That is our work.
我们可以仍然可以生活。
We can still live our life.
做你平常的工作。
Do your typical work.
但是不可少的就是也要做神的工。
But the one thing that you cannot lack is also doing God's work.
竭尽全力去做神的工。
Do all, give all you can.
无论你什么行业，你一定会接触一些人是不会信耶稣的。
Doesn't matter what field you're in, you'll face people that are non-Christians.
你在你的接触这些行业、接触人的同时，可不可以做神的工作？
When you're facing your co-workers, colleagues, can you still do God's work? Bring them to church.
让人做满神的家。
so that people can fill God's
Amen.
House. Amen.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你愿意使用我们。
You want to use us.
我们虽然软弱卑微。
Even though we're weak.
但是你是伟大的神。
However, you are Almighty God.
你是蛮有能力的主。
You are all powerful.
你可以使渺小的能够成为你手中的器皿。
You can use the smallest things to be your vessels.
因此求你再次的恩待我们。
May you please once again
复兴我们
revive us.
让我们这些今天听见你话语的人起来。
So that those who have listened to your word today rise up.
我们要关心神的家。
Learn to care for God's
house. 我们要寻求你的面。
We want to seek your face.
我们要做你的工作。
We want to diligently do your work.
哦，主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你要借着我们改变这个世界。
Because you want to use us to change the world.
因为你要借着我们使得救的人数加给教会。
You want to bring more people salvation.
因为你要借着我们扩张你的国度。
You want to use us to broaden your kingdom.
赐福我们众人。
Lord, bless all of us.
把荣耀归给你。
To bring all the glory to you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Listen to our prayer, praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.